To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Touchdown Detroit Lions!
You're listening to the best of the Lions.
Oh, baby, how beautiful is that?
A weekly mix of 97.1, the Ticket's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Good morning on a victory Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. John, tell us how you're feeling.
Well, pretty damn good after last night. The game was a lot of fun to watch, and it was fun from start to finish. This team, you want to talk about a game where you're going to need some grit? They did it, and they needed the grit throughout the course of that game. And when you hear, I wasn't even thinking about this until slightly before I heard Dan Campbell and Amon-Ra St. Brown. I talk about this all the time, and this was a big debate when Stoney was in, about captains and leadership, coaching. When you have a guy that is willing to go out there and play with some discomfort and come back from an injury that you know he's in a lot of pain, and it's not necessarily the pain. Modern medicine's a wonderful thing, and I'm sure it's improved even since I played. At that time, it was a wonderful thing, and he may have played last night thinking, you know what? I feel pretty good. This is great. Today and tomorrow, this is going to be a completely different story. Glad they've got 10 days,
yes.
But that's what we'll talk about next week. But the leadership, when Amon-Ra St. Brown does that, and he is a guy that refuses to give anything up or give anything away, the team follows.
You're right about that. I'm convinced he's bionic. I mean, I thought he would be hampered, limited, none of the above.
I thought, in fact, one of my buddies texted me, I don't know, about 4 o'clock yesterday, says, what do you think about Amon-Ra St. Brown? And I said, well, I think it's unlikely that he plays. And if he does, he'll probably be more of a decoy. Wrong again. 6 catches, 92 yards. And all the way into the fourth quarter, his longest catch was in the fourth quarter, the 37 yarder.
Yep.
And it felt like maybe that one was the one that was like, okay, yeah, this one's done.
Team high, tied with JMO, 9 targets. They got him involved on the very first play of the game. No, man. And Dan Campbell said, that's who we are. He is the lead by example type. That's who we are. Look, there's a lot to highlight from this game. They had to have it. Had to have this game. And they responded. They were in the driver's seat for much of that football game. And they got Montgomery going a little bit. I know people have been begging to see him. Gibbs with a hat trick, 3 touchdowns, 5 sacks from the defense. The Aquaman, Bob Muhammad, throwing in 3 of his own. John, they forced turnovers. That was a huge storyline for us on the show yesterday, is get a takeaway.
Yep.
They got 3. Man, and I thought that the swing point of that game was the middle 4 minutes. 2 minutes before the half, 2 minutes out of the half.
Oh, they could have just hit Isaac Tesla.
I got you. But at the end of the day, they used the clock. They used their timeouts. They got points. And then out of half, Dan Campbell wills a turnover into existence, speaks it into existence.
Yeah.
You get the pick from Barnes and a touchdown to Tesla. So you get his on the other side of the halftime. That's a 10-point swing where Dallas is now on the road, in a deficit, and Detroit's right where they want to be.
I tried to go back in my notes last night after halftime when you hear Dan Campbell, they play the recorded interview coming out of the locker room, and he says, yeah, here, coming out of halftime, we need a stop or a turnover. And then literally 30 seconds later, you have the turnover. And I know, but I couldn't find it over the last couple of years. There was another time, Greg, do you remember when he said something like that and then it instantly happened? And I can't remember.
Social media said it was the Texans game last year on Sunday Night Football. I don't remember which game.
I thought I had an original idea.
No, dude, they're all over it on social media.
Yeah, but the fact that, one of the points that I was trying to make yesterday, the team that makes the least amount of mistakes, because the Lions certainly didn't play perfect.
No.
But they made the least amount of mistakes. They protected their quarterback. It wasn't pretty. And there were times where he threw the ball away and he dirted the ball, or he threw it over Jahmyr Gibbs' head just out of bounds, just because, hey, they knew they were going to lose yardage and time was of the essence. So his numbers, 25 of 34, mm-hmm. if you're looking at the nine that were incompletions, I would probably venture to say, without going back and counting every one, four or five of those were ones where he said, I'm not taking a sack and I'm not going to throw it to someone who's going to lose yardage, knowing that right. They're going to lose yardage. So I'm either going to dirt it or I'm going to throw it out of bounds. Like, I thought Jared Goff played a really good game yesterday. And the everyone's was going to look at that and go, well, Jahmyr Gibbs, 12 carries, 43 yards. One of the things we also said was, as a play caller, Dan Campbell is going to have to call games differently. You're not always going to be able to run up the middle.
Right.
This was a defense with Quinnen Williams and company inside with, you know, whether it was Miles Frazier or Cologne, they were going to struggle, and they did. But how else do you get Jahmyr Gibbs the ball? You throw it to him, 7 catches, 77 yards. I don't care if they're through the air or if you hand the ball off to him. Jahmyr Gibbs, it has to be a huge part of this game. And when he has over 100 yards, multi-purpose, you're going to win.
He was clowning dudes in open space, down the sideline, stop, start, stiff arm.
Yeah.
John, from the jump, he was breaking tackles left and right. And I think the big picture is touches. 19 touches, 120 yards. I don't care how you get there.
Yep.
To your point, they got him involved and he was a game breaker. Like, he's such a cheat code.
Yeah.
I know we've been talking about how many touchdowns he has before age 25.
No, I know. Did he tie Barry last night, or did he actually pass him?
I think
him?
He may have passed him.
I think he might have passed him by one.
And the season's not over.
Right.
He's been...
And he's going to get the ball.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to feed him down the stretch here.
It was fun.
It was a lot of fun. Like, they showed the percentages. If the Lions had lost, we're coming in today... And it's 19%.
Yeah, 19 or 20%. But instead, you come in and it's like 55%.
Better chance than not, they're in. Long way to go. They still have to do the thing they haven't done in a minute here.
Win back-to-back games?
Yeah, they haven't won back-to-back since early October, and it was Browns and Bengals. It's going to be a little harder down the stretch here. But, John, as good a time as any. Needed to have it. Very different mood if you lose.
Yep.
Needed it, and they did. They showed up.
It was a game where, and I don't have the list of the guys that had to play well, but I know number five was Isaac Tislaw. And I mean, only 2 catches for 20 yards.
Had a touchdown.
But had a touchdown. Could have had another.
My number four guy was Branch. Now, he looked like he had the blown coverage on one of the touchdowns late.
Yeah, and Amik Robertson did not. I mean, he can't make an open field tackle to save his life.
No.
But,
number three for me was Gibbs. Number two was Hutch. And number one was Dan.
Okay. And I thought number one had his best game. Dan Campbell. And he wasn't really put into a position where, hey, fourth and whatever, am I going to kick the field goal or am I going to punt it? He was fourth and long most of the day. So there wasn't really a lot of those decisions to make.
There was one. There was a fourth and five. And I had friends texting me going, go for it, go for it. I go, what are you? Have we watched a different team this year?
Yeah.
It was 4th and 5. They kicked the field goal. That's the one that got blocked.
Yeah.
And it's, hey, field goals are never automatic, but the thought was you're up 11. It's not 4th and 1 or 4th and 2. It's 4th and 5. I thought it was the right call. I'll give Dan credit, even though it didn't work. That's the shift we've been saying. I feel like old Dan, last year Lions, 4th and 5 midfield, already up 2 scores. Why kick a field goal? Last year, they would have gone for it. This year, I thought that was not changing who he is, but dialing it back. Kick a field goal, right? Didn't work, but I thought it was the right call. And, and then you're right. A lot of the other 4th downs were obvious. It's 4th and 8, 4th and 10, 4th and 11.
Yeah, you're going to punt. You're going to kick the field goal.
248-539-9797. We want to hear from Lions fans on a Victory Friday. We've got open lines. The highlight of that game for you was? What was the most encouraging thing you saw? It's 97-1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Boy, it's a good thing the Lions played last night, or I'd really just go in on the Tigers right now. But the Lions did play, so Tigers can take a distant backseat. We can get into it. Rico, I want to tell you, I don't know that you'll duplicate yesterday's show, your grace, elegance, that founder's quarter zip.
You know what? I'm going to try my best because I feel a little slighted, so I'm going to try my best.
Okay. Well, so we're rooting for you. It's a difficult show to do because I don't know. Like yesterday, I sat here and I said to you, look, you've taken away the biggest reason that I'm picking them to win last night, which is they don't lose back-to-back games.
So, and I just want to let you know, forever, in perpetuity, you are now allowed to say
they don't lose back-to-back games.
Dan Campbell does not lose back-to-back games, because I took that away from you, and they went out there and said, no.
David, he took my tablet away. I was grounded. He gives it back to me today.
I got you a brand new one.
There you go. Here's the problem. So the Brian Branch news weighs heavy on my mind and on this opinion. As Brian Branch blew out towards Achilles, I mean, he's done. And he'll be done for most, if not all, of next season. I mean, he'll be done for a while. Like, you're gone for a year.
You're probably looking at playoffs next year.
But, well, and again, you can beat the odds and be bionic. But
Thanksgiving?
You won't be 100%. It's a devastating injury. And when I look at this, it's like, okay, by winning, you now have a 53% chance of making the playoffs. Not 75 or 80 or 90 like the Niners, the Packers, and the Seahawks. You have a 53% chance of making it. And we talked about it yesterday. I think yesterday was more about keeping yourself alive than cementing anything. If you had lost, you were dead.
Right, your playoffs started last night.
Correct. So I want to just say this. Like, last night is the reason I don't give up on this team. Like, I don't write them off because they don't lose back-to-back. But you can't kill them. They're a tough group. They are. But this team is really – this team's really flawed. And, you know, last night you face a bad tackle and a backup tackle. Oh, look, we have a pass rush again. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's typical. CD Lamb dies in the middle of the game. All right, cool. You know, root for CD to get healthy, but, you know, I wasn't crying that he wasn't around for the second half. The point I'm making is you beat a Cowboy team. You were favored to beat. I picked you to beat them. But here's my biggest takeaway is I think I'm letting go of any hope of a Super Bowl. I'm just letting go of it because you're not good enough. I mean, you can make the playoffs, might be able to win a game. But I just, this Brian Branch thing, it's just like the final straw for me. I mean, losing to Terry and Arnold, you've lost Kirby Joseph into ether. We don't even know if he's a real person anymore.
Second year in a row, you've beaten the Cowboys and lost an impact player on defense.
But it feels like Alee McNeil's injury last year. And I did the show that next day, and I said, damn it, these injuries are going to keep us from winning the Super Bowl. It's the same thing here. And I just, I look at it across the board. I just can't find my way to it where, look, they're going to beat teams like the Cowboys. They're going to beat the teams they're supposed to beat in general.
Right.
But then they face a class of teams that's just good, and they look woeful. So I don't know.
I think you should beat the Steelers. You should beat the Vikings and get your revenge on them.
I'm not picking them to beat. I'm not going to sit and assume anything. Yesterday, I struggled greatly, but I said, I will pick the Lions because, damn it, we don't lose two in a row. I'm not picking them to auto-dummy anybody. You lost to J.J. McCarthy. You're done.
I think you want the revenge on that one because that one...
You should have lost to the Giants. So now I look at this and I look at the Brian Branch injury, and I'm not telling you Brian is having the best season he's ever had. The point is, without him, he's a playmaker. Not only in coverage, but in your blitz packages. He's one of your better pass rushers on said blitzes.
Brother, it's no Kirby. You had no Arnold. And now it's like your starting secondary is just pretty much all gone.
And DJ Reed was bad again. Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. So look, I'd like to know where you're at. You know, the 53% shot to get in the playoffs. Does your confidence level reside higher than 53% or lower? Don't call in and say 53% is fine and we'll let it play out. You can leave that for other day parts. I want to know where the scales of justice, where does it land for you? 53% to make the playoffs, I go lower. I think they have a definite shot to do it, but I have to pick higher or lower. So we can't do a coin flip.
No.
I'm lower. Just this Branch injury is crippling to me.
I would go lower right now. It would change if the Packers go out there and beat the Bears.
You don't get to do that.
I said right now I would go lower, but I said it would change.
Can you get him his founder's quarter zip, please? Need to elevate these opinions.
Well, I said lower.
I just, you like, if I got to see that, no.
No. I said lower.
You know what's going to happen Sunday.
Right now. But.
That was good. I like that.
But then, like I said, the Bears is what would change my opinion on this team making the playoffs.
Yeah.
What happens to them, and that's what you didn't want to have. You didn't want somebody else to be in control of your destiny. But face it, Chicago Bears are.
Well, like right here, right now, you picking them to beat the Rams?
No.
Okay, so then what are we really – see, this is
the – it's at that point, you now have to run table, and it goes to the script writers of Week 18 in Chicago, student versus teacher –
that's if the Bears lose enough games for that game to match. See, this is what, okay. I just want to know from you guys.
Now you see why I said the Bears.
I hear you. Thing. Oh, I know, brother. I'm busting your chops. Hey, man, Founders Day 109. I was blessed to be a part of it. I'm the keynote speaker at 110. Okay. But I want to know from the people. Like, there's no smarm or sarcasm. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. Do you share my opinion that coming out of last night's game, the win kept you alive, which is all we could hope for. But this Branch injury kind of ruins it all for me. And again, I'm not trying to turn Brian Branch into Ronnie Lott in his prime, but he's a very important player schematically for what Kelvin Shepard wants to do. He's a chess piece. And do you know what you're short on defense? Chess pieces. Yeah. And he's gone now.
Because right now, it looks like Shepard is just doing the same thing that Aaron Glenn just did, and your strategy is take all the chess pieces and just throw them at somebody.
Well, and again, last night, the Cowboys, the tackle that was healthy stinks, and then the tackle who replaced the tackle was awful. Number 71 was atrocious.
I mean, the one play where he looked towards the inside and nobody was there, it's like, dude, there's an edge rusher.
Oh, that was the Bob Muhammad. One of Bob's sacks.
He just ran right past him. Like, wait, oh, that was me. You know, my bad.
Also, weird, and again, totally not a Lions problem. So, I believe me, my heart's not bleeding. Did George Pickens
lose money?
Was he in a bad mood last night or something? Bro, you want $40 million a year, $35 million a year from Jerry Jones, and CD goes down? Do you think you could finish a route? Do you think you could try? I mean, David's smiling because what did we always say about Pickens? And look, he's been largely electric this year.
I thought he grew up. Honestly,
last 2 weeks, Rico, something's up with that man. He's in a bad mood again.
I thought he grew up. You know what, Mike? Some people cannot handle success, and I think a lot of people were saying how great he was. And look at this man. He's going to make a lot of money because I did. I was like, okay, you know what, George? Here's your time to shine.
Right.
You're going to make a ton of weight. You just quit on a route.
He quit on several.
He did.
But no, again, not our problem. It was just one of those, look, I'm happy it happened the week the Lions played them. But coming out of the game, I just go, okay, we kept ourselves alive. I don't think you can use a we're back thing. Dude, you haven't won back-to-back games in 2 months. Save the we're back until you win like four in a row. But second of all, what does the branch injury represent to you? I hearken back to about a year ago.
Gotta get you a quarter zip.
A Founders?
Yeah.
Man. Bottom line, I go back to a year ago when we lost Aleem. You feel like certain injuries are the straw that just breaks the camel's back. I wonder about this branch thing.
The Legion of Home worked because you at least had Branch back there. That was the one guy that you knew, okay, I could put him on the best person that he could cover, or if you catch the ball, he's going to light you up across the middle. He is gone. And, yeah, you know, the other guys back there, they're trying, but I do think that this is going to be a major blow. When he walked off the field, I was really hoping that, okay, maybe it was just kind of like Amon-Ra, you rolled an ankle, you'll be back in 10 days. And
also, too, you know, I know some people were like, you can't say Amon-Ra's best receiver in football when I said it. Oh, I'm saying it. 9 out of 10 wide receivers don't play last.
I'm right here.
Man. Not you. No, no, I'm people.
No,
people said I overrate the guy, or people, you know, like no, like Rico.
I've grown to appreciate what he is.
He's awesome.
Because he's more than just a slot receiver.
You know what I would tell you, and it's not a shot at your quarterback. Goff's not the leader of this team. Amon-Ra is. ASB's the heartbeat of this team. He's the straw that stirs the drink. They feed off him. His toughness as well, with the attitude he presents, that's everything that locker room is.
Right. I mean, as we're doing the pregame show and we're watching, he's jumping up and down like, he's going to play.
And he played well. Yeah. He didn't go out there and in any way compromise anything. And you know he's hurting.
If I told you a receiver was injured, you probably would have thought it was George Pickens, not Amon-Ra.
That's a perfect place to stop right there. Good job.
Victory Friday. It's the highlight of that game. Most encouraging part of a Lions win. 248-539-9797. We'll play Dan Campbell's locker room speech at 7 o'clock. John, I keep going to the defense. I know they gave up 30 points and the Cowboy receivers, you know, won their matchups a good chunk of this game. The defense got 5 sacks, forced 3 turnovers. I thought this was a great Jack Campbell game. We haven't really brought him up yet. He had the blitz on what should have been a safety for a sack. He's the guy that forced the first turnover of the day with a punch out.
Yep.
And he is at the center of this defense. I thought he had a hell of a game.
I thought he played extremely well. I thought he's had a really good season. And I know a lot of every guy on the team was taking strays one way or another over the last couple of weeks. But I thought he has been very solid all season long. He's done a great job wearing the green dot. And yeah, I would agree. I think the defense played obviously well enough to win. There's still areas, and you're hoping that Kirby Joseph can be back. I'm hoping that Brian Branch isn't anything long term. Was there anything that Dan said last night? I know you're kind of looking at me like maybe I missed something.
I thought I had seen, and I will clarify it. I thought I had seen boot and crutches.
Yeah.
Now, to the extent, I don't know how serious.
So I mean, that's the problem for LA next week. We'll talk about that next week. But yeah, I was encouraged by the pass rush, and I was encouraged by the team defense. And it was one where they gave up some big plays, and we'll try and find a way to, you know, minimize those. But it wasn't where you saw Meek Robertson should have had a tackle for almost no gain. Instead, I think it was George Pickens ends up with the first down, or maybe it was CeeDee Lamb at that point in the game. But the team is rallying to the area so that it doesn't go for an even bigger play, doesn't go for a touchdown. I thought they did a good job of rallying to the ball.
Brian Branch was in a boot and crutches after the game. Dan Campbell said he'll know more tomorrow on the injury. Obviously didn't look great.
Yeah. But it's a bummer.
Yeah. Look, they couldn't make the playoffs last night, but they
could have been eliminated.
I mean, well, not mathematically, but you didn't right. need an abacus to know if they lost, the season was over.
We were listening to Dak Prescott talk about yesterday, and I heard one of the comments he made this morning, like, okay, we do not control our destiny anymore. There's a lot of things that have to happen. There's some good teams, but the NFC is going to be tough, and we've put ourselves in this position. That could have been the conversations we were having today. We're not.
Do you realize if the Bears lose this weekend, they're only a game up on Detroit, and they play in week 18. I keep saying, get to week 18 with something on the line. John, if the Bears lose, if I understand this right, the Lions would control their own destiny. If the Bears lose a game, you're within a game, and you play them one time.
Yes.
So very quickly, you go from being multiple games out of the playoffs to, oh, we control our own destiny.
Yeah.
I mean, this was step one. And I don't want to dull any of what happened last night. That was emphatic. That was necessary. They have to do something we haven't seen them do since early October, win back-to-back, string together quality performances. Because we've seen a one-off, right? Monday night against the Bucks.
Yeah.
The game in Baltimore, Sunday night.
Washington.
Not maybe on the team. Same yeah. scale. There have been a couple moments this year, but they haven't strung those performances together, and they've been incredibly inconsistent. They have to be consistent down the stretch if they're going to make the playoffs. So, step one is beat Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Step one, mission accomplished. 248-539-9797.
I thought that was two games in a row of Jared Goff playing really quality quarterback play.
I would say so, too.
Not perfect.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, early in the game, he had some awkward throws because he got pressured. That's who Jared Goff is. At the end of the day, though, he distributes the football.
Yep.
And he did even on Thanksgiving Day. Didn't he complete like 14 of 14 or 15 of 15 after a slow start?
We talked about the first three passes. Not great.
Not
but
good.
Then, you know, he was really good after that. And it was kind of the same thing yesterday. There's a couple he'd like back. I'm sure he'll say, yeah, I'd like to have that throw back.
Let's get to Gordon. Good morning. You're on 97.1.
It was better. There was still too much push up the middle, but I agree with you. I think part of it was I did like the rotation. I like them testing things out with Cologne also and easing Miles Frazier into it. And I thought they were doing a good job of getting those guys help. But I also think Dan did a really nice job of protecting those guys in the way he was calling the offense as well. So yeah, Gordon, I think you're spot on. They did play better and they were going to have to. Yeah.
Happy Victory Friday.
Did you hear the little friendly banter in the locker room between Barnes and Alex Anzalone?
No.
Barnes was asked about being tackled by Dak Prescott. And they asked him, you know, who's the best athlete in the linebacker room? And Derek Barnes said, well, it's obviously me. And then from the cheap seats, Anzalone goes, not after that play, getting tackled by the quarterback.
I will say Dallas plays a lot of three receiver sets, and Detroit was able to play a base defense with three linebackers a lot of the game because of how athletic those linebackers are. We know Jack Campbell's athletic. We know Barnes is a freak athlete. He had a big TFL early, got the crowd going, and then the interception early in the second half. And while Alex Anzalone maybe isn't a player he was 2 years ago, he could still cover in space.
Yeah.
Hold his own.
Yeah.
And they can get away with playing bigger dudes and more linebackers because of what those guys can get away with.
And he does a really nice job in between the tackles of being a downhill linebacker.
Yep. What did you think of Frazier Cologne moving forward? What do they do at the left guard spot?
Oh, I think they still, you know, until Mahogany comes back, they still keep the rotation going. And you might find in the course of a game, a matchup just favors Cologne. And so you go with him. Or a matchup favors Frazier. Or Frazier, your first game generally is going to be the worst one that you play in your career. You're going to get better. And I like the fact that they just didn't throw him out there against Quinnen Williams and say, hey, take 75 snaps. Good luck, big fella.
Right.
And so you're going to find a way to get some improvement out of him. And again, it may simply come down to matchups. does Cologne match up against a defensive tackle better than Miles Frazier or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, I think just from the cheap seats, Frazier offers you a bunch of upside because he's such a young player.
Young player, he's a better athlete.
Right.
But there were still some things where, you know, okay, you gave up a pressure because, hey, your punch was initially good, but then you allowed a veteran player to bait you into leaning forward, dipping your head, getting off balance, and then all of a sudden he's a pressure on a quarterback. You look at that film, you see it now, you felt it in the moment. How did I get beat? And now you got a chance to go and correct it.
Well, that's the challenge too. Like, there's no time to babysit anybody. There's four games to go, and they simply can't, quote, develop somebody. They're going to have to play who's ever the steadiest of the two right now.
Yeah.
You said they could still rotate. That seems odd from where I sit, because isn't continuity a huge part of an offensive line?
And, there's not been continuity up there this year either. So it's...
But if I'm making checks and that guy next to me is somebody different from series to series, is there a chance things get lost in communication? Is
no, that, Graham's going to make the call. You just, hey, make sure your ears are open. You listen. You do.
We'll get your phone calls in. We want to hear from you guys on a Victory Friday. And we want to know, like, did they win you back? Are you back on board? I know there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of doubt. Are you back on board? It's 97.1.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.